maximizing student achievement and parent and community communication. Some of the quotes that we pulled, we just need trustworthy and safe people that teens can rely on for help or support. Another quote, please open schools. I believe children need social interaction and mental well-being for kids as well as the adults. Student learning is at an all-time low, while mental health issues, including teen drug use and suicide, are at an all-time high. Related to facilities on the west side, the facilities on the west side schools is failing behind the rest of the district. We need special attention paid to the west side schools facilities and physical learning environment, or else we will quickly end up having a have-not split school district. Superintendent should be an instructional leader with a proven track record for getting results for diverse groups of students. Next slide. Characteristics of a new superintendent. The survey question specifically was, we provided a list of additional characteristics, experiences, and skill areas that are important for a new superintendent. And participants were asked to select the five that were most important to them. In the stakeholder forum, this was an open-ended question. The forum revealed familiarity with community demographics and needs, someone that's student-centered, trustworthy, committed to equity and social justice. And the next three in this last bullet were all tied: honesty and integrity, commitment to student achievement, and build strong relationships. Those were all lumped together and with the same number of respondents. The online survey revealed honesty and integrity, transparency and leadership, commitment to student achievement, one who's trustworthy, and student-centered. So you'll notice some of the overlapping throughout the slides here. A couple of statements that captured from the input sessions and the open-ended question, the survey, were choose someone that knows about working with our communities. Next quote, must be an educator committed to anti-racism. Please consider a leader with high ethics and moral compass, focusing on student education and well-being, strict adherence to accountability and trust, and one who's held personally liable for dishonest and corruption. The superintendent needs a strong financial background and to know that they will need to work hard at reestablishing trust. Next slide. Some additional desired characteristics that were revealed as we were reviewing the open-ended survey question, as well as some of the additional input that we thought were noteworthy of pointing out. Included a desire to have a courageous and visionary leader, one who's innovative, collaborative, and an effective listener, and one who leads with heart and is bilingual. And bilingual is a theme that permeated throughout all of the stakeholder groups, one that's able to easily communicate with the majority of the community that's present in Sweetwater. Some specific quotes that I just pulled out: listens to the voices of students, staff, and the community, articulates and implements an inspiring, engaging, and captivating vision of exciting educational ways to successfully engage a diverse city of students in the learning process, end quote. The next slide here. The question we asked here is, anything else you would like the trustees to know? And that's the same question that was asked in the forums and the online surveys. This question yielded 576 responses in the online surveys, and we categorized them into major themes by the number of times that they occurred in the participants' answers. Input from the forums resulted in these five themes: a student-first, student-centered leader who leads with transparency and is committed to social justice, equity, and anti-racism. And the groups also wanted to share that there's a need for social and emotional wellness programs for all stakeholders, that includes staff, the adults, and the students, and a need for the board and superintendent to be held accountable for their actions. Additionally, in the online surveys, stated that a student-first, student-centered leader was a top theme that emerged for participants who took the online survey. Additionally, the following themes emerged: the need for fiscal accountability, the importance of selecting a superintendent outside of Sweetwater Union High School District who is an experienced leader with a proven track record and valid credentials, and one who is an instructional leader. Safely reopening schools is also a top priority participants wanted the board to focus on. I want to point out that while there was an overwhelming response to select a superintendent outside of the district, there's also a stakeholder group that really felt it was important to maintain the current interim. And I have a few quotes here that I will share, that there's just so many that came through, but these quotes I'll share here were just some that were similar in terms of their frequency of showing up in the survey here. One quote: please focus on students and academic achievement. Next quote: please get someone who truly cares about the kids first, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Someone new, fresh ideas, innovating, who can lead, empower, and collaborate. Has a deep understanding of instruction and how to support the struggling students. Next quote: we are in need of a proven superintendent with a proven track record, a superintendent with history in the classroom, one who has success as a proven administrator. We are in need of proven administrator in the area of educational criteria. A person with a documented success on district budget issues. Next quote: superintendent should have credentials or educational credentials and experience in the school site as a counselor, teacher, administrator. Superintendent should be aware of racism in the district, face it, and involve all communities to work together. In our next, we need someone that will motivate teachers to do their best, which in turn benefits the students. End quote. Next slide. Some additional themes that came out, they were came out several different ways. Overcrowding of schools was identified, the need to update the curriculum, provide more access for college and career preparation, focusing on student voice, East and West Side facilities being of concern in terms of disparities between the facilities, and specifically the comment was made that many of the schools are very overcrowded and maintenance has been put off at these schools. The overcrowded schools take away from the educational experience of students. There was also a statement that referred to the fact that the students on the West Side deserve same facilities as those on the East Side. The way that our schools are treated is unfair. The district provides schools that they like and they take from those that they don't like. Another emphasis is on extracurricular activities, not just sports, but also the arts, and recruit staff that look like the students, specifically Filipino and African American. Quotes related to that theme included: will you commit to developing a 5-year and 10-year diversity and representation for Filipino Americans? Support Filipino language classes and ensure Filipino curriculum is included in the Ethnic Cities proposals? And what type of outreach and recruitment plan will you have to increase the diversity and representation of Filipino Americans? Specific to African American, the quote was, the lack of African American teachers and school counselors in the district are suspicious, disappointing, and disheartening. Representation matters. Just because the African American students are not the majority in the district does not mean their voices don't deserve to be heard and that their needs can be ignored and they don't need representation. Students should be exposed to educators of all backgrounds, especially from marginalized groups other than Filipino and Mexicans. End quote. Next slide. So, as Carol mentioned, our next steps I'll go through now. We switch the slides around to end with questions and answers. But the position was posted on EdJoin today. It will be published on EdCal, a publication from ACSA. CALSA, which is a California Association of Latino Superintendents and Administrators. CASA, the California Association of African American Superintendents and Administrators, will also post on the Hazard, Young, Attea, and Associates website. This is a group that's an school executive search firm. CASBO, which is the California Association for School Business Officials, LinkedIn, and NeoGov. We want to cast not a range, a wide range, net, pardon me, but we're also going to reach out to our networks, some direct contacts with sitting superintendents who are in good standing with their boards, that have a proven track record for leading districts of similar demographics and similar concerns there. It's important that, we would also like to note that the language that we use in the posting, specifically the requirements, allows, it's very inclusive and allows for the most talented applicants an opportunity to apply and be considered by the board. And lastly, the feedback that we gather from the stakeholder input sessions will be used to inform a profile that the candidate most likely to be successful for Sweetwater Union High School District. It will also be used in reference checking for the designing and of interview questions as well. So we will, again, remain committed to supporting you throughout this process to ensure that you find the best match for your district. And the last slide, are there any questions or comments?
Let me just thank you for your patience and informative. I really appreciate it and continue to work with you as well as the board. And with that, I'll throw it to any board member who might have questions or comments. Do we have any public comment on this, DM?
No, there are no speakers to this item.
Thank you. Do we have any board members with any comments? Do I still have an echo?
Yeah.